If you think farming has nothing to do with your dinner plate, think again. Hello there and welcome to the Health for Mzansi podcast. My name is Duncan Masua and I'm your guest host for this episode powered by the Red Meat Producers Organization. Now in this episode, we cross over to our sister publication, Food for Mzansi's Farmers Inside Track podcast. And we're digging into the future of red meat in South Africa and why how your food is farmed matters more than ever. Frik van Rooyen from the Red Meat Producers Organization joins us with a powerful message about what sustainability looks like in the red meat industry. Now, from managing water and grazing to cutting back on chemicals and doing more with less, van Rooyen explains why farming with nature is the only way forward. Frik, it's lovely having you with us.
Duncan, baie dankie. It's lekker om met jou te gesels.
Fantastic. Now, of course, we're talking sustainable farming practices, protecting land and livestock. From the RPO's perspective, what does sustainable red meat production look like in practice and why is it so important, Frik?
If we start off, you've got to ask you the question, what does it mean to be sustainable? And I think to start off with that, the red meat farmers today are all sustainable red meat producers. The reason for me saying that, if you look at it, I mean, we're all working with natural resources today. That's very important. It's grass and water, basically, and that we've got to manage that. If we don't manage that, then, you know, of course, you start having problems and serious problems. And I can tell you what, any farmers that are not farming sustainable these days, within a year or two, they'll pack up and they go and look for something else to do. Because I tell you what, the input costs on farming, on red meat, for red meat producers are huge. And the reality is that they've got to farm with nature. If they don't, well, I tell you what, then they will pack up and go and look for something else to do.
That's a very important point. If a farmer does not operate in sustainably, it's impossible to almost survive. And you also mentioned they're farming with nature and not against nature. And that is what this conversation, of course, is about. So, Frik, how are these practices helping farmers protect grazing land and natural ecosystems?
We need to look at the management plan. Each and every farm has got to have a management plan on his farm. He's farming with natural resources. First of all, I think he needs to divide his farm up in camps. He's got to have a rotational plan on his farm as far as grass is concerned, as far as water is concerned. And the end of the day, he's got to maximize the food on his farm, because by doing that, he can maximize the amount of animals that he's carrying on his farm. And at the end of the day, that is linked with profitability. So I think it's important to have a management plan on the farm.
Agriculture is ever developing and there's always new innovations and technologies being introduced. I'm wondering, are there any recent innovations or technologies being used to support sustainability in the red meat farming?
Yeah, I think if you look at the profitability in red meat farming, then of course, you know, it's easy to increase your resources by, for instance, fertilizer, put fertilizer down on lands and so forth. But the cost is so high and, you know, you're not actually making the profit that you should be making. And I think that's the reason why farmers are looking at different technologies to increase the carrying capacity on their farms. They also start looking at natural products to use less chemicals. And I think all of this is part of sustainable farming as far as the red meat is concerned.
Frik, I often wonder this balancing act between sustainability and profitability. How does that look like? Are farmers successfully managing to balance that? What are some of the stories on the ground or the realities on the ground?
I think one has got to be very, very careful, you know, as far as profitability is concerned on a cattle farm or a red meat farm. There is a lot of challenges. One has got to be very careful because at the end of the day, you're looking at your conception rate on the farm. That is point number one. And secondly, you look at your winning weights, whether it's lambs or weaners, whatever it is. And those two needs to add up because at the end of the day, that will decide whether you're profitable or not. It's a challenge. It's a big challenge because, I mean, the reality, as I said before, the livestock units on your farm, the amount of animals, the amount of females that you can carry on your farm that will produce, that's very, very important. And at the end of the day, we've got to make sure that you carry maximum for the available resources on your farm.
That sort of brings me to my next question. You mentioned challenges. I'm wondering, when transitioning to more sustainable farming methods, what are some of the challenges that red meat producers are faced with?
Well, I think, as I said, you know, I think the big problem at the moment is the input costs. The input costs on red meat farmers are running away with us. We don't see the same sort of increase in prices back to the farmer. That is a big concern because the farmers are price takers. They're not price makers. And I think from that point of view, it becomes very, very, very difficult for the farmers to survive. And therefore, sustainable farming becomes a huge problem because the reality is that you need to keep your costs down as far as possible.
I think a conversation that we oftentimes don't have is the consumer interest in conversation, talking about how consumers and how their choices actually impact sustainability and how supporting farmers who end up employing these practices benefit from the environment. Maybe let's take it to that. How do consumer choices affect the sustainability of the red meat sector in South Africa?
I think there is no effect on it at the moment because of the scenario within the red meat industry in South Africa. What I'm trying to say is, you know, the housewife actually goes to the supermarket or wherever she buys meat from. And I think that's also where we now starting with big argument about grading of red meat in South Africa. You know, the housewife or the guy that's buying meat, I don't think they're really interested in the grades of the meat. What is important for them is to buy something that they can take home, that's edible, that's good, that's soft, mature. But the reality is that they want good quality meat that they can produce or cook for their family. So I don't think at the moment there's a huge effect as far as that's concerned from a housewife's point of view.
And I suppose something that's affordable as well.
Absolutely. Although, you know, if you look at the prices in South Africa, I think we're still one of the countries in the world with the lowest price on red meat. And it's all got to do with money that is available to buy meat at the end of the day by the housewife.
There's a perception that sustainable meat might be more expensive or harder to find. How do you respond to that?
No, I disagree with that. You know, there's a very small percentage of people in South Africa that are, for instance, wanting grass-fed beef, and they will be paying a premium. But I think if you look at the mainstream, you know, that meat will not be more expensive. I mean, it would be the same price all over all the cuts within South Africa.
Let's talk about labels and certifications. In South Africa, are there any certifications or labels that help consumers identify red meat from sustainable sources?
No, not at all. You know, as I said, you know, there's a small percentage when we can use grass-fed again. You know, there's different ones, but grass-fed is most probably one of the ones that we're talking a lot about. There's a small percentage of people. And I mean, of course, that meat will be labeled accordingly, you know, that it's grass-fed. But overall, if you walk into a supermarket, you know, it's very difficult. In the first place, it's difficult to see the different grades with colors or ABs or BCs, whatever it is. So it's very difficult to actually see that on the packet of meat that you're buying. But some labels will tell you that it's grass-fed. And I think that's right, that it's done like that because it differentiate between the different classes of meat.
Ferg, of course, you are the chairman in the Eastern Cape. And of course, then on national level, you are the first deputy chairman. What is the RPO's vision for the future of sustainable red meat production in South Africa?
Well, I think, you know, what is important, I don't know that you know it, but the RPO nationally has just got their certificate as ISO 9001, and we're trying to put a standard there for sustainable red meat production. The reason why we're doing it is to assist the farmers with information regarding sustainable red meat. I mean, it's for us important to see that we continue. It's for us important that we continue to keep the farmers on their farms, to continue farming with red meat. There is a future within red meat and sustainable red meat production. We just have to come up with a plan to assist the farmers, to give the information through to them, and to make sure that we keep them all on their farms.
With that said, what is your message to the industry as a whole?
Don't get negative. We're going through very, very difficult times at the moment as far as foot and mouth is concerned. We are in contact with the right people to talk about it, to come up with a plan. And I think the farmers needs to do what they do best. You know, they need to put their heads down and farm with the information that we give them. And we as RPO and organizations within the red meat industry, we will do whatever we can to keep you guys on the farm.
There you have it, Frik van Rooyen, representing the Red Meat Producers Organization. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Health for Mzansi podcast. To find out more on being the healthiest version of yourself, visit healthformzanzi.co.za or send us an email to hello@healthformzanzi.co.za. This is the Health for Mzansi podcast, and your ears are always invited.